have not already done to myself. There is nothing you can do that I have not already done to myself. There is nothing you can do that I have not already done to myself. No, there is nothing you can do that I have not already done to myself.
That's right, it's getting royal up in this piece. It is Burger King of the Ring season here in Interspecies Wrestling. Welcome to the Dubcast. My name is Ben Gordon, joined by El Presidente and the Whopper, if you will, of ISW, Mike Roch.
Ben Gordon?
Yes.
I'm not Italian.
I see what you did there. Fuck.
Anyway, I'm not Italian. It's weird to hear the word royal associated with interspecies wrestling
without
pain in the ass following it.
Speaking of pain in the ass, the queen of ISW, Ed Wood, you see what I did there?
Oh, I see what you did, but you didn't introduce me properly.
Okay, fine.
We've had this conversation.
All right, fine. Excuse me. The royal queen of ISW, the incomparable Mrs. Ed Wood.
Oh, hi there, Ben Gordon. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Wood. I see you're all decked out in your royal gown and your crown and your Burger King crown, excuse me.
I haven't taken it off since I was invited to the royal wedding.
You know, you could have fucked up your words there and said dicked out about Wood, and you still wouldn't be wrong.
Oh,
we're getting off topic. Before we jump into Burger King of the Ring, the next big event for Interspecies Wrestling, taking place July 23rd in Danbury, Connecticut, once again at the Heirloom Arts Theater, we should talk a little bit about our last show, Boner Jam, in Montreal. It was a fantastic show, coming soon to DVD from smartmarkvideo.com and streaming on ISWOnDemand.com.
Hey, Ben, can I do something before you go on?
Absolutely.
I realize it's probably going to be one of the last times I can do this on here, so I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
Boner Jam, Boner Jam, Boner Jam, Boner Jam.
I know what you just did.
Boner Jam times infinity. But unless there's a Boner Jam 2 to bonering, I don't think there will be much boner jamming going on after this. But it was a really awesome show, despite a lot of border issues, as have been very much discussed in the past. Really disgusting, depraved main event with Colt Cabana and Giant Tiger. But, Mike, what are your thoughts on Boner Jam before the people can buy it on DVD?
I was incredibly pleased all around with that show. We got our biggest crowd to date at Fufuna Electrics. We fucking packed the place from wall to wall. It was crazy, standing room only. And, you know, the fans were really receptive of what we had to offer. And it's crazy because we hadn't been there in like 18 months. Usually, you know, you'd expect a little bit of backlash, like, oh, they're too good for us. We're not coming to this show. Fuck that. They came out in droves and they brought friends and it was awesome. And the card itself, perfect. I loved it.
It was
everything about it. Just fucking, I love Boner Jam. I have a boner right now just thinking about it.
And it will soon be jammed into your DVD player. Ed Wood, I know you're not there in attendance, but you've seen some of the footage since. Are the people going to enjoy their purchase of Boner Jam?
Absolutely. You know, watching the footage on DVD, it's just an epic, epic show. All the DVD footage comes through very clear. I'm really, really proud of this product. We just seem to be getting better and better every show.
I have to agree. And Boner Jam was my first Canadian interspecies wrestling experience, and it was unlike anything I've ever seen. Just everybody at Fufuna Electric, which is awesome, an awesome venue, was really into the show, and it was just so much fun. Lots of great wrestling, lots of shenanigans, and it's definitely something special that I think the people who are listening to this will definitely want to purchase. So definitely check it out. SmartMarkVideo.com very soon. ISWOnDemand.com also very soon. If you haven't seen the preview match that's been posted between Dan Barry and Frankie Arion, the hotel brawl, if you will, definitely worth going out of your way to see. And Ed Wood, I know you were definitely a part of that as well. I wouldn't want to be Dan Barry after that night.
Well, my understanding is they are really, really upset. Dan Barry, of course, bitching about how he couldn't walk the next day. I had nothing to do with that, I promise
you. No, of course not, no. But you know what? Boner Jam is in the past, and while people are definitely going to want to see that, I think a lot of more people are excited for what's coming up. Burger King of the Ring, once again, July 23rd at the Heirloom Arts Theater. Mike Roch, this is the first tournament in ISW history. Where did the idea come from to do Burger King of the Ring?
Well, my good friend Jimmy and I had been talking about wanting to do a tournament show since before we ever even got into promoting professional wrestling. Jimmy, of course, is not a professional wrestling promoter. He's just a buddy of mine who I talk wrestling with. And he came up with the idea for Burger King of the Ring, like, shortly after the first ISW show. You know, we liked the name King of the Ring. We didn't like the fact that WWE wasn't doing anything with it anymore come, like, 2005-ish. And we've always wanted to do a tournament show, but we can never really find a reason. And I'm not saying we have a reason right now, aside from feeding somebody. But we're going to do it, you know? Tournaments are hot shows. Everybody loves a tournament. I've never met one wrestling fan who's like, I hate wrestling tournaments.
Everyone loves a tournament, and everyone loves to eat. So I think you've combined the two things well into making Burger King of the Ring.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly what it is right there.
Absolutely. It's a meal, and it's a wrestling tournament. It's the best of both worlds. And not like the Sammy Hagar, David Lee Roth song.
Or the theme song for Hannah Montana, which I only know because my niece watches it like crazy.
Yes, that's the only reason you know. One match announced, one of the opening round matches announced, and containing two of the participants of Burger King of the Ring. We have Pinky Sanchez taking on former Interspecies Champion Player Uno. Ed Wood, what is your take on this opening round match?
If that's the first match to be announced and an opening round match, you just think of the quality and the skill involved in that match alone. And we still have, what, three other matches to be announced just for the Burger King of the Ring?
Yeah.
This is going to be insane. I'm telling you, insane.
It really is insane. I mean, you got Player Uno, who is hungry more than ever to get another shot at the championship that he never really lost, that is currently held by Giant Tiger. And then you have dirty-ass Pinky Sanchez, who's fucking dirtier than Osama bin Laden's porn collection.
Ha! Current events.
That's what I do. Wood, you've heard a lot more about, you know, what was actually in there. Can you describe it? Because I'm curious. You mentioned earlier to me that you knew what was in the collection, and I've been oddly curious.
Well, shockingly enough, the only thing that stood out was One Night in China. The only video that stood out in Osama bin Laden's collection.
One Night in China.
One Night.
Maybe he thought it was like a tour video that he could watch over to find places to bomb.
It was very worn.
He, you know what, though? He could have bombed it, and I don't think anyone would have been that upset.
He should definitely crash a plane into that clit, dude.
I agree, 100%.
Break it down a little. Make it normal.
I don't know. I think the plane would have been destroyed, black box and all.
China's about as much of a woman as fucking Chaz Bono is a man.
Oh my god, that is an ugly dude. I mean, and by ugly dude, I mean both of them.
But getting back on track, three more opening round matches, six more competitors to be announced to go for that Burger King extra value meal.
You know what's crazy, Ben, is the fact that I actually know the other matches because I'm the guy who booked them. And I'll tease you all right now and say there's some really good shit to come. This tournament's going to be chock full of gimmicks, chock full of fun. There's going to be a lot of creatures, humans, animals. They say variety is the spice of life, and it's definitely going to be on display here. You're going to see a little bit of everything, and it's going to be fucking awesome.
There's going to be non-humans and humans meeting together in a battle of who is the hungriest, literally and figuratively, for victory and for a burger and fries.
Yeah, this card wouldn't be on like the bargain or dollar menu. That's for damn sure.
Absolutely,
it's
not.
Supersized without a doubt.
Like my dick.
Well, now let's not go stretching and misleading the fans.
If I stretch it, it's supersized.
I think we've had enough of Mike Roch's dick for one podcast. You guys have alluded to something special going on in this tournament. Something that's never been done in the United States. Can you tell a little bit more about that?
All I can say is that after this happens, and after this is announced, the fans are the winners.
There's no doubt about it. And if you're new fans, because we've got a bunch of new fans that have been adding, you know, friend requesting us on Facebook, just remember, with interspecies wrestling, you have to start out slow. So go in your backyard, choke a chicken, you know, maybe beat a beaver, and then you'll be ready for ISW. Thanks, Ken.
I think a lot of people that are listening to this are going to want to commit sexual assault. So, and all thanks to you, Wood.
Oh, well, I'm definitely down for being assaulted.
Of course. I'm not at all surprised. So, you know, I think we're going to wrap it up. This is just kind of a bit of a teaser. Hopefully this will whet your appetites for Burger King of the Ring. And, again, keep paying attention to interspecieswrestling.com, Interspecies Wrestling on Facebook. Friend them, add them, like them. Do all that fantastic shit. ISDub, ISDUB on Twitter. And we're all on Twitter, too. Mike, what is your handle for people to find you?
Oh, I'm Rachi Kong on Twitter, and I just want to add, guys, that just thinking about this card excites me to the point where I have a boner.
A boner jam?
Boner jam, boner jam, boner jam, boner jam. Sorry, Ben Gordon, I'll never do it again.
I completely understand. Again, Boner Jam coming very, very soon to ISWOnDemand.com and SmartMarkVideo.com, or you can buy a copy at Burger King of the Ring, July 23rd, hey. Heirloom Arts Theater at Danbury, Connecticut.
Let me in here to say something about the DVD, actually.
Yeah.
This DVD, of course, took a little while to produce. I want to say that the commentary isn't actually up to par. It's me sitting in my room solo doing commentary, and It's not the most enjoyable commentary, like, especially if you've heard our old shit, but it's good enough. Plus, the DVD's got all sorts of bonuses on it. There's a tribute to our fallen friend, of course, Stinky the Homeless Guy, who passed away on April 1st. Pretty crazy to think that one of the funniest guys I've ever met passed away on April Fool's Day. It's just, you know, times have been hard, and we're all looking to get together at Burger King of the Ring and have a good fucking time. So let's do it.
And that's what this is all about. That's what ISW in general is all about. Having some fucking fun, watching some fucking crazy creatures and humans mix it up in the sport of combat. Ed Wood, you recently rejoined Twitter. Where can the people find you?
Fucked if I know. I think it's Edwood _ Big Mary.
Yes, that is what it is. Edwood _ Big Mary. And I am at BigBen213 on Twitter as well. And again, of course, ISDub on Twitter, Interspecies Wrestling on Facebook. Just find us. We're permeating your internet, talking about dicks and tits.
And so much better off without Matt Ryan. Remember, tune in on Tuesdays to the Ben program for up-to-date announcements about the Burger King of the Ring.
Yes, the program with Matt and Ben will continually be talking about Burger King of the Ring up until the show and including after the show. So please make sure to listen Tuesday nights on CSTCnetwork.com at 7 o'clock to hear us talk more about this fantastic tournament coming up. Any final words before we head out?
Cancel Glee and Rebecca Black still makes me hate blacks.
It's Friday the 13th. It's Friday the 13th. Okay. Exactly. I'm done.
You know, I think this podcast is going to end with a theme song that sounds like this. It's like burger, 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 burger.
Thank you for listening to the Dubcast. We'll have another one up in a couple of weeks when more matches are announced.
I love you. My dick looks like a chewed piece of bubblegum.
Oh, my.